So this is a good time to get know each other and pray each other and smile each other. And but before we will have a small group, let me read two verses, very important verses. One, the Epistle of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2. Carry each other's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. You have NIV? Did you read together? Okay. Galatians 6:2. Yeah, please remember this verse. Very important for Christians. And I love one of my favorite verses. Okay? Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. We have new law given by Christ. What is love each other? That is the law. Jesus re-give. You know, actually, this law was given by Jehovah, by Lord, to the Jews. Love God and love your neighbor. And Jesus added, kind of changed a little bit. He gave us this law, you know, love each other. A little bit different nuance from, you know, love your neighbor. You know, love each other because you are the disciples. You are the family of God. So in New Old Testament, God gave the commandment, love your neighbor. But Jesus' law is love each other. You know, it's kind of different. So I need a little time to explain. But please remember, as the disciples of Christ, as the member of the church, we should carry each other's burden. You know, in this way, this is the one of the ways we fulfill the law of Christ. To carry each other's burden. How? Yeah, what is your burden? What is a burden? And how do you know the burdens, each other's burden? Small group. Yeah, share your burden. Tell your burden. What do you have in your body, in your mind, in your family, in your business, in the school? You know, so we there are two things we have to do. Tell our burdens. Confess our burdens. Sometimes we cannot tell our burdens. We want to make it secret. Sometimes we do not let other ones know. But as the disciples of Christ, we try to open ourselves and tell your burden. Even small, light, okay. Big, of course. Because this is the first one we have to do, fulfill the law of Christ. The second one is listen. We have to listen others' burden. We have to listen to. We have to know this one, what kind of burden this one has, what kind of burden this lady has, this my brother, beloved brother has. So from now, we want to separate. Before, I'll tell the next verse, but we'll have maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes, a small group. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 ladies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So maybe guys, men's, one group, and ladies, separate two groups. And so please introduce yourselves in case somebody doesn't know you. And please tell your burden or just say what you're doing, you know, what you want to pray. But just before separate the group, let me read another verse, very important one. It's Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful scripture, verse. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Amen. Let's read again together, okay? Again, I tell you that if you two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Amen. What the Bible says. If two of you, just two, you and somebody on earth agree about anything you ask for, what happens? It will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Amen. Amen. So please agree. Yeah. If you hear the burden or prayer request or testimony or want to pray about it, please say amen. So why? Do you know why we say amen when we finish the prayer? Amen means what? Agree. I agree. I agree, yes. So please share your burden and pray together and say amen together. So what happened? It's going to happen, yeah. My Father, Jesus said, my Father in heaven, it will be done for you. Amen. Do you believe the scriptures? Okay, if you believe scriptures, let's separate together and have a small group. Okay?